So if we consider the NASDAQ, for example, which is the U.S., I mean, it's more than just U.S. stocks, but it's the U.S. listed index for technology companies. Last time I checked it, and that was, I think it was January last year, so it should be higher than this now. Oh, it's fallen quite a bit recently, but it was about $8.8 trillion in that space. That's all your websites, that's all your tech businesses, all that sort of stuff in the internet era, right? Cryptocurrency right now is about $200 billion. So that's why it's attracting a lot of people, because the blockchain technology, which is kind of like the internet, you know, Amazon is a company built on the internet. Blockchain, companies are building on the blockchain and using the blockchain in their business. And blockchain's not going anywhere. It's a technology that's taking over the world, and it will take some more time. There's no doubt, but it's not going anywhere.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy, with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. And we'll also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Do you feel like you're being left behind? The pace of change in the world is now far greater than it ever has been before. So how do we keep up? Well, we need to be aware of the different ways are available to us to invest our money. And the fourth asset class that most of us don't know anything about is the cryptocurrencies. There's a minefield of information out there, many non-traditional trading platforms. The old buy and hold method may not work for us anymore, and we need to get a handle on good information so we can judge for ourselves if this is something we would be comfortable investing in this space. We don't need to know everything. We don't need to understand everything. It's a bit like driving a car and owning a car. I certainly don't know how the motor works, but I still use it. It still gets me around. You just need the right people to give you the right information. Companies are now being built on the blockchain, and that's one of the buzzwords you'll hear my guest talking about today. Craig Cobb, otherwise known as Trader Cobb, has had 15 plus years experience in traditional markets like stocks, FX, commodities, and bonds. Trader Cobb now has a team that are dedicated to bringing a new standard of education to the cryptocurrency world. They have created courses to give you the edge against other novice investors. Craig is an educator, a trader, and an in-demand speaker that travels around the world to share his knowledge. He has recently appeared on primetime Australian television, and he's from the Trader Cobb podcast show. Hi, Craig. Welcome.
Hi, Anne. Thanks so much for having me, and hello to everybody who's watching and listening to this.
You've been trading for a long time. Before you got into your specialty of cryptocurrency now, you had a background in trading.
Yeah, look, I've been trading for just over 12 years now. So when I was younger, I always thought I wanted to be a stockbroker until I worked out that a stockbroker was actually not what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a trader. And I started investing pretty young, around the age of 16, through dad. And then got into trading when I moved to London. And I've traded foreign exchange, commodities, bonds, stocks. I mean, if it moved, I'd be happy to trade it. And I've made a lot of mistakes, and I lost a lot of money very, very early on until I found some pretty good mentors that were willing to spend some time with me. So my background is technical analysis. So it sounds scary, but I look at charts. basically. And I use a rule-based system. So it's a literal checklist. Like, you know, when you go to the grocery store, if you go in knowing what you're looking for, you tend to come out with what you set out to achieve. I take a similar sort of approach to trading.
And it sounds like that would require a bit of patience as well.
Oh, look, that's the one thing I can't teach is patience. You know, the whole idea behind being a good trader is knowing who you are. You can have the same strategies that I use and you can follow the checklist, but it doesn't mean you'll get the same results. That being said, you can get better results than me as well, because it's about how you come to those checklists. So if you might look at the checklist every day, but if one day you don't feel great, the next day you're, you know, feeling very good, the next day you're hungover or you're sick or any of these things, that it can vary how you look at the chart. So yeah, it does require a lot of patience in yourself and also in the market.
So you've moved on from traditional trading. When did that happen?
July last year was when I started looking at crypto seriously. I was introduced to what most people will have heard of, which is Bitcoin, back in 2013 when it was, I think it might have even been under a dollar or around a dollar. It's now sitting at about $6,400. And because I need a certain set of things to work with, like tools and charts and whatnot, and volatility, i.e. it needs to move a lot, I just sort of kicked to the curb because it wasn't something that I could apply my skill set within that market at that time. So fast forward to July last year, and I got a phone call from a mentor of mine who said, "Cobby, mate, you got to look at this crypto stuff." I'm like, "Oh, all right, here we go again." Looked into it, found out that there was a lot more to it now, a lot more tools, and that I was actually able to apply my skill set that I'd been at that time 10 to 11 years doing. And it reinvigorated my desire to trade, because trading can get a bit boring. It can get a bit lonely because I do it, you know, there's no one else in this office. There's me and lots of screens and some artwork on the walls. But other than that, it's quite insular. You do it by yourself because you need to have a nice clear head. So I got into it again then, and I had no desire to launch TraderCobb.com and educate people on how to trade. I had no desire to do a podcast, no desire to fly all around the world doing all these events and shows. It just sort of happened because I saw what was being offered out there in the space, and it was basically from, you know, nothing wrong with young people. I am one, I suppose. But there was lots of kids that were just sort of selling a lot of stuff that was just rubbish, the stuff that I learned in year one and year two, and you drop off. And I've got a saying that is, you know, even a turkey can fly in a hurricane. And a lot of these people were basically turkeys flying in a hurricane. They got lucky because they said, "Buy this," and it all went up. And now they're all experts. They're all very quiet now. So it's been since July last year that I sort of entered the market and started trading actively, probably more September. And I really haven't looked back because it's an amazing market to be involved in.
I suppose last year was a good time to be getting into it because everything was still going up, and I suppose nearly any fool could have made money in those conditions. However, it's completely different now. So you just can't buy and hold.
Well, you can. You've just got to be, again, patient. I mean, Bitcoin right now has come off from near $20,000 to I think it's about 6,300 right now. Yep, 6,346. And there's two ways to look at this market. There's a way of, you know, okay, a lot of people look at their superannuation. If they've got a self-managed super fund, they might, you know, if they've got, say, 300,000 in their super, they might put maybe 2%, 1%, 5%, whatever it is, and buy it and hold. That's a strategy that works, but you've got to be very patient, okay? This year, it's been all about the traders. As the market has fallen, you can still make money in a falling market. You just need to know how. There have been some moves to the upside as well. It's much more a market for educated people right now. If you want to buy and hold, it's fine. It's probably a better time. It's definitely a better time now to be buying than what it was in, say, January. You don't want to be buying at 15,000 and now at 6. But that being said, you know, because I am a trader, I can make money in either direction. So, you know, I won't say fortunate. I spent a bloody long time, you know, learning it, but you can make money either direction. You've just got to have the skills.
You mentioned superannuation. So for the international visitors, that's the Australian vehicle that we have our retirement savings in. However, there's a lot of regulation with how you use that money, and you have to be able to prove your trades, I suppose. And can that be a bit too complicated for that system to be trading within that structure?
I mean, everything's complicated without education, and it always comes back to that. You know, everything is difficult. I mean, even the very fact of setting up a self-managed super fund, most people don't do that by themselves. They go through their financial advisor, and, you know, that's what they should do in this case. Most financial advisors on the record will say, stay away from crypto because it's their job to do that. Okay, and I stand by that. But if somebody wanted to have exposure to this market, and like I say, you know, a risk-managed small portfolio percentage, I mean, if you had have bought back, you know, even just 2 years ago, you know, around $1,000, even less than 2 years ago, you could have bought for $1,000. And now Bitcoin's still at $6,000. Something like that, it's for every individual to make their own choices, of course, but I strongly recommend starting to learn a little bit more about Bitcoin and the space because, you know, look, I speak to my dad about it. My dad's retired. He's just recently retired, lives in Noosa Heads. He's done well. He's happy. And for example, my dad just goes, I don't care, Craig. I've worked hard all my life. I've got enough money to survive more than I need to. And I just don't want to speculate anymore. But I also speak to a lot of my clients who are also semi-retired or retired or approaching retirement. And they'll trade it as a hobby and an income. But they'll also look at that because, you know, because they're interested in it and it keeps their brain tracking along and it keeps them happy. You know, you don't want the idle mind syndrome where you fall asleep on the couch watching Days of Our Lives. So it gives them something to do and it's a new challenge. But I also have these same people that do set up their self-managed super to have a portion, you know, of cryptocurrency in there, as you would with any diversified portfolio. There are companies out there today that will specialize in that and they will help you. I am not one of those people, but they are there.
Yes, I was sort of more looking at the auditing point of view because everything in the end, at the end of each financial year, everything has to be audited. So it's got to be able to pass that test of what you've done that year.
Yep. Well, it's the same with stocks and shares nowadays. I mean, gone are the days where you could be, you know, anonymous. You need to still pass your KYC, which is know your client, and your AML, which is the anti-money laundering. So they've still got very strict guidelines for entry. And that's why, and the way they've got everything reported, it is able to be done just the same as if you were to sort of buy and sell shares within that year.
Yeah. So how many ways is there to make money out of cryptocurrency?
Well, there's two primary ones, okay? The first is buy and hold. Research the projects you wish to, or if you don't really wish to research too much, if you stick within the top 10, you know, you manage a portfolio within the top 10, that's a place to research, of course. This is certainly not financial advice, but if you just focus on 10, it makes it a lot easier to understand. And there's a lot of research out there, a lot of courses that are free as well. We're about to release one that is explaining, like, the whole thing is I made it so that my dad and these people, maybe your audience, can fully understand what it actually is. Once they understand it, they can go, okay, well, I get that. And they can take the next steps to get involved. So there's the investing side of it. And then there's the trading side of which I specialize in, which is effectively taking advantage of the price movements within the space. Now, I'm sure that there are a lot of your listeners and viewers that do dabble in trading or have done in the past. Whether they've done well or not, this is a very volatile space. And because it's volatile, it means the moves are really big, which means if you take your risk multiple, let's say the risk multiple is $100, okay? In the cryptocurrency space, the potential for the reward is just so much larger. If I take $100 and trade foreign exchange, for example, I might look to make $300 from a good trade. Whereas in cryptocurrency, you can turn that $100 into thousands of dollars in a similar time frame. So the volatility attracted me because, I mean, effectively I do the same thing. I just, you know, have the same amount of risk, but a tremendously higher upside. So they're the two ways you can invest and hold like you would in stocks and shares, or you can trade just like you could in stocks and shares as well. It's just a different, more volatile asset class.
Right.
Yeah. And it's very new still. It's still very new. So, okay. So if we consider the NASDAQ, for example, which is the US, I mean, it's more than just US stocks, but it's the US listed index for technology companies. Last time I checked it, and that was, I think it was January last year, so it should be higher than this now. Oh, it's fallen quite a bit recently, but it was about $8.8 trillion in that space. That's all your websites, that's all your tech businesses, all that sort of stuff in the internet era, right? Cryptocurrency right now is about $200 billion. So that's why it's attracting a lot of people, because the blockchain technology, which is kind of like the internet, you know, Amazon is a company built on the internet. Blockchain companies are building on the blockchain and using the blockchain in their business. And blockchain's not going anywhere. It's a technology that's taking over the world, and it will take some more time. There's no doubt, but it's not going anywhere.
Well, that's good to know. And it seems like somehow or another, we've got to get a handle on all this new currency. I've heard it described as the fourth asset class. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Definitely. It's a whole new market. And look, with new markets comes extraordinary risk. So, I'm not going to hide behind the fact that it's not a risky asset class. It most definitely is. And that's why education is so important. But if you consider, think back to, 1993, when the internet started to really take hold. The internet had been around since the 80s. But in 1993, 94, we started to have the opportunity to, communicate with the internet. We had search engines, for example. We could go on and type things in your keyboard and find information. Now, of course, you fast forward to today and the internet, we're doing this over the internet now. Everyone who's listening to this is on the internet. We don't know how it works. We know that it does work. And if you consider the conversations that were had back then, I can remember having this when I was younger, people saying, one day you'll be able to buy anything you'd like on the internet and it will be delivered to your door. And back then it was like, yeah, right. Come on, pull the other one, will you? But of course, we have Amazon. Amazon is recently the most highly valued company in the entire world. And now it's second or third to Apple. They sort of tussle at the top. But these things come to fruition. It's the visionaries that do well, and it's the people that spend some time to learn about it that make their decisions based on information as opposed to what your neighbour said.
Yes, well, the traditional ways of making money aren't necessarily rewarding us anymore. And even the stock market is at the whim of the governments, it seems. So it looks what's happening with the US market with their trade war with China. What do you say?
Not going well.
Not going so well. People were becoming unstuck there, and you don't know how far across the world that reaches, because the Australian stock market's not doing that well either at the moment.
Well, if you consider, there's a saying that when the US sneezes, the rest of the world catches a cold, and that's about global markets. In Australia, we saw for the last few years a relatively long period of consolidation around that 6,000. It took a long time to break 6,000. Obviously, during the global financial crisis, Australia wasn't hit quite so hard because we had a great, strong resource sector, and we were at that period still booming. We also had strong regulation around our banks, which, it's pretty rare these days where you open the front page of the newspaper and there's not something about the Royal Commission going on. So Australians are starting to feel like, well, we've been a little bit done here. Bitcoin came about after the rise and fall of the GFC. So in 2008, an individual or a group, we still don't know who it is, created this digital currency as kind of a, two fingers to the banks. If you recall, all of these massive corporations have wiped out pension funds, wiped out superannuation funds, caused all this panic and dismay and basically ruined people's lives. None of them got put in jail. None of them got put in jail. They all walked away and jumped in their yachts and off they went sailing. And that was it, bruised egos. Whereas human beings, I saw it with my dad. He was getting ready to retire. And, he's a builder in Noosa. The global financial crisis hit and he builds big custom homes in Noosa. All of a sudden, no one wanted to spend that money. So it has a massive flow-on effect. So people got together and said, this is not right anymore. We want to take some power back. And Bitcoin came about as a currency for the people. Now, they didn't envision the vision was where we're at now and far further vision, but it's really sort of taken hold now. And you just got to look beyond the hype and the hysteria. That's what's really important, because there is a lot of hype, there is a lot of misinformation, and there are a lot of people with ulterior motives that you just need to be careful of.
Right. So let's get into some information about courses, and also what would someone need as a basic thing set up to be able to do this? Assume anyone could do it. Any age or sex can learn this trade. And what sort of equipment do they need? What sort of platforms do they need? What sort of charting programs do they need?
Yeah, so look, it's pretty accessible. These days, the laptop or the desktop computer that you're watching this on, or you can get access to it to what you need from anywhere. There's a company called TradingView. It's TradingView, TradingView.com, TradingView.com. And that's an online platform. And I've got no affiliation with this. They're just free charts, right? So they're free charts where you can get access to not just crypto, but everything else. And you can create watch lists and, you know, look at the things that you wish to in that space as far as charts go. From there, the opening of accounts, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, it's not too dissimilar at all to opening up a trading account, for example, or an investment account with ComSec or CMC Markets or a plethora of others that are available out there in the space. The very first steps would be, though, to, if you're not familiar with trading, if you're not familiar with Bitcoin, if you're not familiar with cryptocurrency, and if you're not familiar with reading charts, then you'll need to get some help. We offer that, as I said, checklist trading strategies. But more importantly, we've got a free service as well. You just go to the website, tradercob.com, and you can join up to a free bi-weekly video so that you can ease yourself into it. You don't need to jump in 2 feet first. Take your time. And we 3 weeks ago now, just before we went to Dubai, we recorded two courses which are specifically designed to help people understand Bitcoin and blockchain, and to help people understand how to get in and how to be safe. Now, they're not ready yet because they're in the editing studio right now. My poor editing guy, Luke, is pulling his hair out because we just did about 25 interviews in Dubai. But they won't be too far away. And anyone who's on that subscriber list will let you know first. So it's not about rush in. It's just take your time. This isn't for anybody. Anybody can do it, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's for you. If you're more interested in a good yield play and you've got, you know, properties in your super, or that's how you invest, this might not be for you. If you do want to have a dabble and you want to learn how to trade and get involved, then yeah, like anything else, it will cost you some money and it will cost you some time and it will cost you some commitment to do that. We just provide the platform for people to learn, and we do a lot more free content than we do any paid content, because this space is new and we're really trying to spread the word that it's not scary. You just need to be, you basically need to sidestep a few backs and get through the middle to find the good stuff, you know.
And thanks for that. You're providing a great service by all the free content that you've given. I've had a look at your website and it's very user-friendly.
Thanks. Well, we actually disagree. We're spending an awful lot of money to make it even more user-friendly. That launch should be in the next week or two. So it'll be even more user-friendly once we've got that up. And we'll have all the free courses and a lot more content there as well. Effectively, like I said before, you know, I'm not asking anybody to work with me at all. What I am saying is that if you are interested to learn about this space, then start looking at it. And I've been doing this for a very long time. I do know what I'm doing in this space, or not just this space, I do know what I'm doing with trading, and I've become good at trading in this space as well. The good thing is that the trading strategies you can apply to any market. So it's a space where I've been able to take what I learned in years gone by and perfected and slot it straight into this market. You just need to make sure, is this something that you A, understand? You don't need to understand all the underlying technology. You just need to understand, okay, this is what I'm looking for. And the more free content that I put out, the more you'll start to go, is this guy talking my language, or is this just left-handed Swahili? And if it's left-handed Swahili, don't bother, because it'll be too hard. If it's not and it starts to make sense and you wish to progress, we've got the tools there for you to do that.
Yeah. And again, it's even not about that. The education or the charting program, there are so many platforms out there that trade cryptocurrency, and how it's just a minefield. But I mean, how do you know which ones aren't going to disappear?
Well, that's the whole thing, isn't it? I mean, that's again another reason why, you know, we walk you through from absolute beginner. If you've never looked at a chart before, we take you from that complete beginner stage, show you how to open accounts, show you what accounts to open, show you how to send it across different accounts if you need to, show you how to withdraw it, show you how to set your charts up. And that's before we even get to the strategy. You know, there's a huge amount that goes into it prior to learning the strategy. It's not complicated stuff. It just needs to be done correctly. And you're quite right. There is, and like any industry, there's so much out there. We live in a world now of abundance and choice. And that proves to be wonderful if you know what you're looking for. But if you don't, it can be somewhat overwhelming. We try and demystify that in a step-by-step logical process. I'm a logical guy. I'm not a tech guy. You won't hear me talking about all the technology behind Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies because I just don't get it and I have no desire to get it. It's not what I do. It's not what I have a desire for. But if it's trading information, education and training that you're after, then we do well with that. And we're very happy with how it's all going.
Okay. So if anyone wants, any of the listeners wish to know more about you and your platform or your podcast show, where do they go?
A few things. A Trader Cobb Crypto Show is the podcast. So I do interviews with people in the space and I keep people up to abreast of what's going on in the markets. TraderCobb.com. That's Trader, TraderCobb. Yes, I've heard all the corn on the cob jokes. Try me. Bring a new one. See if you can find one. You can follow me on Facebook as Trader Cobb or Craig Cobb. And same with Twitter as well, if you're across those platforms. And we put out a huge amount of free content. And the most important thing is go to tradercobb.com and subscribe to that free newsletter because that will give you the process. You'll start to see what I do. It'll probably be a little bit over the top to start off with. But like I said, as soon as those courses, those free courses ready, that's the one that will really bring you into the space, hold your hand from a complete, I don't even know what Bitcoin is, to all the way through the training if that's what you wish to do.
Right. Well, thanks very much for sharing that. It sounds like a great way to learn something so that we have some information that we're not complete idiots, I suppose.
Don't be so harsh. But yeah, it's, you know, knowledge is power.
And that's very true. Knowledge is power, and that's a good way to finish up this episode. So if you're looking to make some money on the side to if you're bored with retirement and you want to try something different, you don't have to commit the whole of your money, but if you're trying to create a bit extra on the side, or if you're just a bit younger and you're bored with your job and want to replace the 9-to-5, this could be a way for you to replace that job.
Absolutely. It's there if you want it, like with anything. If it's something that you want, it is there. And if you want to look at this bald head, talk about markets, then you know where to find me.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Anne. I appreciate it. Thank you, everyone, for listening and watching.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.